progress.
So I have to it's the glasses. Okay, thanks. We'll talk about something in the Yom Kippur. The Torah calls Yom Kippur Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is a term that the Torah uses in Pashas Emor to describe Yom Tov. There's a machlokes that we've shown in what the term Mikra Kodesh refers to. Rashi essentially generally goes with the Targum. And Targum almost translates it as a Ruach Kodesh, meaning a holy happenstance, if I can use such terminology. The Ramban in Emor translates Mikra Kodesh as, and this is how the Art Scroll in their translation utilizes the Ramban, a holy day of convocation. Kach Lashon Ramban, a day of Asifa. Because Yom Tov is a time when Klal Yisrael gather, as Ramban writes in Badi Knesios, Badi Midrashos. And Ramban also indicates, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought as well, even though the Prima Godim already preceded him, Ramban in general is of the opinion, Kalyadua, that Tzvilas the Rabbanon against the Rambam, who holds Tzvilas the Torah, Ramban also holds, similar to the Rambam, that Halal is the Rabbanon, with the exception of Halal and Yom Tov, based on this Mikra Kodesh. Halal becomes a Din Daraisa. Very fascinating. So the Torah, when it mentions Yom Kippur in Parshas Pinchas, because there are several pashas that deal with Yom Tov. And in Pinchas, the Torah says, "Ve'asor la'chodesh hashvi mikol kodesh yelachem di'inisem esav shoseichem." The idea we have to undergo inoy, kol malacha l'sasu. And then it mentions the Kavim Musaf, "Mikraptim olam Hashem." So Yom Kippur status as mikol kodesh has multiple ramifications. Number one, a Kavim Musaf, which of course is common to every Yom Tov. And also we have Nisa malacha, kol malacha l'sasu. And then we have the Chamishei Nuyim, the Nisem Es Nafshel Seichem. The Rishonim have very mismachogis in the last parak in Yuma, whether the Isa Daraisa applies to all of the Nuyim or only to eating and drinking. And that's a big machogis of Rishonim. Many assume only refers to Achil or Shtia. And if the penalty on Kari is imposed for each of the Nuyim, that's also machogis of Rishonim. But in summary, Yom Kippur is a Mikra Kodesh, similar to Shabbos, similar to the Yom Tovim, albeit with certain permutations, certain distinctions that Yom Kippur has. The bracha that we say on Yom Kippur, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim, already tells us that it's a day which the Kavod Musaf is offered, work is enjoined, the Inuyim are observed, and that is Asimas HaBracha. Now, the precise nature of Mikra Kodesh Yom HaKippurim is the subject of the big Machlokes among the Rishonim. The Rambam writes that the Dusayom of Yom Kippur is the same as the Dusayom of Shabbos. There's no distinction between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. As a matter of fact, what do we call Yom Kippur? Shabbat Shabbosom. That's the term that the Torah actually utilizes. It means essentially you don't have features of Isur or Heter which are contained in one but not in the other. And the Rambam passes the halacha that if Yom Kippur and Shabbos occur on consecutive days, they consider to be one Kedusha. It's one single Kedusha. And this I'm not going to spend time discussing. This needs, again, a lot of discussion. But the point I'm simply trying to present is that this is not necessarily universally agreed upon. Other Rishonim disagree. I saw that the Gaonim and the Rosh disagree. And they maintain the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is identified with the Kedusha of Yom Tov. It's not the Kedusha of Shabbos. There's a big machlokes, all the Rishonim against the Rambam. And that's why Rav Shmuel Bar Chofti Goyim and Rav Shalom Gong write that the bracha of the Kedusha Yom and Yom Kippur should incorporate the entire paragraph of Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Moadecha. That's normally recited on Yom Tov. And they contend that if Yom Kippur is included within the compilation of Moadim and Pashas Emor, they have to share the mitzvah of Simcha with the other Moadim. I think I mentioned already a while ago that this Vasiyenu is a big discussion in the Rosh and Iran when they say in the Rosh Hashanah. And here they contend, these Gaonim, that Yom Kippur should have Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, indicating there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Kippur. But simcha is without achil or shnia, without eating and drinking. The Rambam sheet is not like that. The Rambam clearly is of the opinion that there is no mitzvah of simcha on Yom Kippur. And this, again, is the subject of a fascinating machlokes of Rishonim, which I'm only mentioning here by way of introduction. Of course, the malachas of nefesh that normally are permitted on Yom Tov, that's the Mishnah, in Megillah, Ein B'Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Alech HaNefesh B'Lvad. But I mentioned the Ramban writes in Chumash that on Shabbos, malach is absolutely interdicted. Torah says, L'Sasu Kol Malacha. On Yom Tov, the lesson is called Malachas Abrodo L'Sasu. And the Ramban has been died from that notion that Ochel Nefesh is obviously excluded. You're allowed to engage in anything having to do with Ochel Nefesh. But admittedly, the Malachas Ochel Nefesh, which is normally Yom Tov, is enjoined in Yom Kippur. And yet, there's a parity between the Dusayom of Yom Kippur and that of Yom Tov is maintained with respect to the essential aspects of Dusayom. As a matter of fact, that if you look at the language, and this is actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah actually writes, it's also a famous Mishnah by Kohen Dav Yutes. The Mishnah says, unlike Shabbos, which does not suspend Avelos, Yom Kippur cancels Avelos. Exactly where Yom Tov cancels Avelos. The Tesis points out right away because of the Mitzvah Simcha. Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says in my Kohen that there's a clash between Osi Yaseh the Rabbin, the Doch Yaseh the Yofit. The Yaseh the Rabbin, which means the Yaseh of Samach V'Chagecha, is in conflict with the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Evel Yochid Asila. So that clash is which we are quite familiar with. And because of that clash, we override Avelos. If the Avelos is called before Yom Tov, then the Avelos takes effect. And I mentioned already the Netziv and the Tshuva in Meshav Dover, where a woman went ahead and lit Neiros of Yom Tov. And then she received a telegram that someone was Nifter. She quickly sat Shiva for 5 minutes, and then Yom Tov came and wiped out the Shiva. That's what she assumed. And that question was posted in the Tziv, whether that's so or not. And the Tziv answered the question based on Tesim Tzokim and Nafsar Tesim of the days, what is the nature of this Tesefis Yom Tov? Is it have all the positive elements of Yom Tov, named Simcha and the like, and therefore there's a clash. If there's a clash, obviously her sitting Shiva was of no value. But if you assume it's only Issa Malacha, I can add to the Yom Tov by accepting upon myself Issa Malacha, then what she did was correct. And that would be, and he discusses it based on 2 days to take some something on Tanakh Testament base. But the Mishnah clearly, by saying that, just like Yom Tov overrides Avelos or suspends Avelos, unlike Shabbos, because Shabbos has no mitzvah of Simcha, as the text of the Kohen points out, Yom Kippur has a similar kind of quality. And in that respect, it also overrides Avelos. So we have a very fundamental machlokes of Rishonim. And as far as I know, we don't say Lasieno on the Yom Kippur. That's not our practice. I saw that Rav Haigon, he discontinued the practice of saying Lasieno on the Brach of Dusayom and Yom Kippur. The question is, when did that happen? That we have to ask Rabbi Brachslita. When exactly that occurred? I mean, I thought that it was discontinued in Europe after the Crusades, because there were a lot of turbulence and persecution. There were a lot of revisions that were made to the Siddur, the Machzor, at that point in time. And for example, I think Avirachman, which we say at that point, was also instituted. So there are a lot of changes that took place after during that Tkufa. But as I said, we have here a fundamental machlokes, very fascinating machlokes of Rishonim between the Rambam, as usual, on the one side, and all the other Rishonim on the other side, regarding the nature of the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Kippur. Is it more comparable to Yom Tov or more comparable to Shabbos? And obviously, at the end of the day, it seems to have elements of both, elements of Yom Tov and elements of Shabbos. Yom Kippur, our Soloveitchik always commented that Yom Kippur is essentially a Yom Tefillah. I mentioned it on Shabbos that there's a separate chiyuv of tshuva on Yom Kippur. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, a very striking Rambam. I believe in the second parak. The second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, I mentioned it in the Shabbos Shuva with Russia. Rambam has a seven mitzvah doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. There are ample times when we are obligated to do tshuva. Kol asher v'kula. No question, it's obligation to do tshuva. And the Gemara says, Asar yamin ben kesel asar. Undoubtedly a mitzvah to do tshuva. Yesh Hashem b'himatzah v'ka'u b'yosof karo. And also seven mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. And the Shaarei Teshuvah in the end also has such a separate mitzvah. The question is, what's the nature of that separate teshuvah that takes place on Yom Kippur? So that is what partially I attempted to address in the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. Namely, it's a teshuvah of Ritzui, not a teshuvah of Kapara, which is the norm throughout the year and during Aseres Mitzvah. And perhaps the nature of the teshuvah is different than Yom Kippur. But the question is how you read the pasuk that we say, we actually don't say it here because we found the Nagi Agro. So, but many shuls are before Shmoneh Esrei at Ma'ariv. So on Shabbos they say before the Shmoneh Esrei, the Shomru, and on Yom Tov night they say, let's say Rosh Hashanah, Tikva B'Chodesheva, Hakesed Yom Chagenu, and Yom Kippur, Kivayom Hazeh Yichap Aleichu B'Tar Reshchem Kol Chapaseichem Bnei Hashem Titzoru, and on Yom Tov they say Eilim Odeh Hashem. No. I follow, so I used to say both psukim on the Yom Tov morning for Kiddush. So I also say both psukim. But Rabbi Yehuda also has a separate chiv of tshuva. He has in the Shaarei Teshuvah a separate obligation of tshuva on Yom Kippur. In fact, he reads the pasuk I mentioned also. Machlokes had to read that pasuk. Ki vayom hazeh yichapeh aleichem v'tahar etzchem. So the Mishnah writes, only Ben Adam Lamokam is going to be able to achieve Tara. But Ben Adam Chavero, Achivatsis Chavero, you have to appease your friend. Yom Kippur will not atone, will not expiate, will not take care of that. So Rabbi Yehuda reads the Pasuk, and he's not the only one. The Ramban also reads like that. Also, we should read the Pasuk in a different way. Kivayom Azeh Yechapra Alechem Mutar Eschem, Mikol Chatosechem. Pause, semicolon, lifnei Hashem titoru. They learn before you enter the matzah where you are standing with Hashem, be tohor. It's a tzivu, it's an imperative. So the Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda, and other Rishonim learned a very striking interpretation of the pasuk. And as a result, as you mentioned, that's the marker for saying bidui right before we enter the dusayot. Tefillah Zaka, which is the Ashkenazi practice, called by the Chayodom, and that is the practice based on this understanding of the pasuk. Lifnei Hashem, before we come to a matzah, we're standing with Hashem, Titoru, be Tohar. How should we become Tohar? Aide Tshuva Seinu, by doing Tshuva. That's how we become Tohar. There are two ways of reading the pasuk. As a matter of fact, it could very well be, I mentioned this also in the Tshuva Drasha, when the Rambam, as I already understood, the Rambam there in the Halacha Dalud, he mentioned the Darkei Tshuva. So he mentions, we normally say, but he understood that there aren't three in Yodim. Each one is a separate, that's generally how we understand it. There's Tshuva, there's Tfilah, there's Tzaka, and each three, independently, is Ma'avir, Zorak, Zera. But rather, the Rambam has a different interpretation. So as you understood, Midarki Tshuva, the Hainu, Tfilah, Tzaka. That's Lashon Rambam. Midarki Tshuva. And the implication is that there are only two components, there are only two elements here. Namely, Tefillah and Tzedakah. And they are essentially part of the subsumed under the Darkei Tshuva that the Rambam speaks about. So, in those Tshuva, the Haim, Tefillah and Tzedakah, Hashem, the Darkei Tshuva, so then, Ma'avir is Ruach Zera. So, essentially, the day itself is primarily a day of Tefillah. I mentioned that the first Tefillah that we say, the Ashkenazim, on Yom Kippur night, Yalla Tachnin in the Erev, Yalla Shavasin in the Noker, essentially, it's a day which is essentially devoted to Tefillah. And that's why many had the practice that they didn't say Aleinu, because we said that there's a Hakira, what the nature of Aleinu is. It's Aleinu a din that when you leave Shul, you say Aleinu. Or Aleinu means after every Tefillah, you say Aleinu. So on Yom Kippur, we don't leave. I mentioned as a child, we stayed there the whole night in Shul. And I was rambunctious. I was 5 years old. My father stayed the whole night in the shul. I remember that for a number of years. The shul was packed. The Rav used to say Shir on the Avodah. Other people, my father used to say Tehillim. Several times he said the entire Sefer Tehillim the night. My father used to say Tehillim every week. Finished Sefer Tehillim every week. And on Kippur night, he finished it several times. The whole night. Well, people learn the Rambam. This is a Balabate. I mean, I'm talking Balabate. Schneiders, Taylors, and all people who are outstanding, incredible people. And I remember it vividly. As a child, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, So then the entire night, I mentioned the Pasuk say that Chazarim shouldn't do it. They might lose their voice. It's not suggested. And not an Eitzetom Kamashwa. So coming back to this idea that Yom Kippur is essentially a Yom Tefillah, it really is. And therefore, I assume that you are aware that there are X number of times that one should say Yigilu Midah Shalachim. And we don't do it. The Minig of Rov of Kal Yisrael, we say Slichas on Yom Kippur night. And there are some Slichas as well that we say Yom Kippur in the morning. And we say Slichas also in other Tefillos as well. But there's a Minig HaGoyim. Now, Solesi was very makbid about to say Yigilu Midah X number of times in Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, and B'Shas Chazar Sashat said somehow, because of the piyutim that were introduced, so they sort of suspended the Amir Sassalichas. So Asalisi was knowing that there's actually, I learned in the Shizarei Yisrael Chana, and the meaning was, we said Slichas, and Tinek the Jersey, Navinuba Yishlita, Slichas, and Abodach Abel Yishlita, and Abshach the Shlita, and all of us, I grew up at Slichas. I've attempted to introduce in every shul I've been a rabbi. I'm a complete failure. I have the maksa ready. I have the nusach ready. Everything I call mucha v'suda. The only problem is there's no one to eat the suda. And the balabatim are not overly enamored of that situation because what it does is it lengthens the tefillah considerably. And at the end, there's no hasaka. There's no intermission. And it's not realistic. That's what they told me. Obviously, our Soloveitchik didn't agree with that. Look at the Chumash HaGoyim. So they mentioned the number of times you say you give Omidos in every single tefillah. If I'm not mistaken, if I recall correctly, here you'd have to check. I don't, my memory is not that good. 13 times you're supposed to say in Shachris, 6 times in Musaf, 1 time in Mincha, and that is an issue about Erev Yom Kippur. And that's discussed by the Gra, by the Ramon, Simchat Torah Reish Daled. I bring my Mishnah Berurah with me, but in Simchat Torah Reish Daled, that's where it's discussed. And the problem is that it's amazing that Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, Gomer Min HaTorah. Usually Yom Tov and Slichas don't go together. It's almost like a steer in Minei Obey. Slichas is Bakosha. So I mentioned on Shabbos Shuvah as well that the Ramban terms Rosh Hashanah, Yom Din Barachamim, and he calls Yom Kippur Yom Rachamim B'din. And the distinction between the two is that we know that on Rosh Hashanah we don't say Bidui, we're literally under tremendous apprehension, tremendous dread, we're quaking with fear of the Yom HaDin, and yet Yom Kippur and Pumfakeh. There we have Slichas, Lorach Kol HaDerech, and it's more Simchadik. That nature of the Piyutim on Yom Kippur, on Moli Simcha, Moli Shira. The whole day is literally one Shira after the next. But this dissonance between the two, namely the fact that it's Yom Tov, and we mentioned, okay, Machon Zeram, the Rishayin, and how you view it, it's close to the Shabbos, close to the Yom Tov, but at the end of the day, it's a Yom Tov, and yet there's a mitzvah that says Slichas. What's the time? Because the day is a Yom Tefillah. The day, the obligation is to do Tshuva, Ayyidei Tefillah. And who I did? Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is also a Yom Tov. Adrabba, the Bill Magoy, Vice of Biagro, I always tell this to the Talmidim and my Yeshiva that this they enjoy. That the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur begins the night before. So that they subscribe to and they're committed to and they enjoy that very, very much. So what's fascinating is that we've also in the piyutim that we say in Yom Kippur, so we've eliminated regarding the slichas, all the piyutim of the Taniyos, Aneinu, Mishonu, that doesn't appear in the context of the slichas that we say in Yom Kippur, because every Yom Kippur, there's an Isam, the Isam Tainis, the Shita Zarambam, is that one is not allowed to fast on a Yom Tov, Ram Hilchos Nedarim. I think the third part Hilchos Nedarim. So there, the Rambam writes, there's an Isur Midaraisa on Yom Tov of fasting, an Isur Tanias Midaraisa, and every Yom Kippur is an Isur of Tainis because it's a mitzvah to eat. That the Gemara derives from Sukkim, a very famous Gemara. But somehow the other parts of Slichas we don't skip. That we do say. So, but in reality, the fact we're missing, I don't want to say eat the Chasam Asayper. But Kemal Iko Chasmin HaSefer, a lot of the elements, Aneinu, Mishana, that they're missing. So undoubtedly, we begin the way we begin normally, Shomer Tefillah, right after the Shemoneh Esrei, Shomer Tefillah, Decha, Kol Basu Yavoh. And we mentioned already that the Minhag HaGoyim to say Bidui one time. I think everyone does that. At least Ashkenazim. More or less say Bidui one time. They don't say the way it's printed three times in the all the machzorim, all the slichas have been it three times. The minhag agua is only, it's a nicer rabbis, but it actually this and that it seems to be. But anyway, I'm pointing out the Yom Tov aspect is somehow there seems to be a kind of tension in the nature of this Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban means, and the Ramban calls it Yom Rachamim Badik, that it has in it the double element, the element of Simcha and Shira and Piyut. On the other hand, it's also elements of Din. So it's a Yom Tzvila primarily, preeminently, and that would explain the, as I mentioned, the fact that we say many, many slichos, because it's primarily a Yom Rachamim, a Yom Tzvila, unlike Rosh Hashanah, which doesn't have that element, is primarily Yom HaDin. I want to mention another famous Rosh, because someone asked me about it today, so I'll discuss it. The Rosh writes at the end of Yom, he quotes from Rapsad Yigon, that Mevarchim ala Tzvila, the person goes to the Mikvah, and they have Yom Kippur, you make a Brach. And this has literally spawned an entire literature. This statement of Rapsad Yigon, that you make a Brach on the Tzvila, we're talking about men, not talking about a woman who's a Nida going to the Mikvah, we're talking about a man going to the mikvah. There's a very popular custom of going to the mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. And many people ask me about it because of Corona. I'm telling you, so many people spoke to me about the mikvah Corona. The problem is not the mikvah. The problem is that so many people congested together. That's the problem. That's the issue. So we have to somehow find a way to address that issue to the extent that you can. But the Rosh is Cholik, and it's upside you go. You ever heard of a bracha? And the tefillah of a man in a mikvah, an Erev Yom Kippur, and the Torah calls this Hapsad Yigon, and the minhag is like a rush. We don't make a bracha, and that tefillah that we go on the Erev Yom Kippur. So the question, what's the explanation for this position of Hapsad Yigon? There are generally several explanations that are cited, and the first explanation is probably the most famous, the rush right there, when he quotes his opinion, he said that the Gemara says, Chayavad Mutar Asim Beregel, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. First is obligated to more about the pasuk. I think with less and less you go, that you're mechuyev to be mitar yourself a regel. Gemara is the kasha. Why should there be such a din? Even a kohen is not muzar, except a tumas odom is not muzar on the nevel of an animal. What in heaven's name is going on? With less and less you go, it's talking about nivas meima. So why exactly should this be the source? So the Gemara said that's going on yom tiv. There's a din on yom tiv. Chayev odom mitar is asal a regel. Well, the Yom Tov is going to be Mitar himself. And the Alpipashis, this din of Mechai Mitar Asim Regel, is only Bizman HaMikdash. That's what Shakasari writes. It's only Bizman HaMikdash, and only applies to men, doesn't apply to women, because only those who are going to enter the Mikdash, they're obligated to carry out this din. But anyway, the Rosh, as the point upside the goal, this din is Shaykh Ibn today. Chai Vad Mitar Asim Regel. Once you try to be Mitar himself as much as you can, and Lu Yitzur, we had the Eifra, the Parad Duma, then we would use it today and apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. That's one shot that the Rosh advances to explain this halacha of Rav Sadiq going, why a bracha is made on the tefillah. However, that's not, I think, the most popular explanation. The more popular explanation is what the Gemara says in brachas, Takonas Ezra. That the Takon of Ezra, Kayadua, that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah, a Balkari is not allowed to daven. So therefore, that was a tircha. And the Gemara discusses what happened to the Takon of Ezra. The Gemara goes through in Maseches Brachos a number of very fascinating explanations why exactly we don't follow the Takon of Ezra. We're talking about Xerah Shein Rov Atziv Yichol Lamoba. It's not possible. It's not realistic. It's not practicable. And that's why the Xerah, more or less, to a certain extent, was rendered null and void. Here's a big machlokes of Rishonim. But we said that it was Batel. Was it only bottled for Talmud Torah? The Gemara also quotes a pasuk: "Halo kod v'ar ka'ish l'mashem ma'ishin v'kapat tumah." I've been returning v'kapat tumah. So you don't have to go to a mikvah in order to learn Torah, even though you're a Balkari. What about the Gabi davening? Do we assume automatically the Gabi davening, the Takon of Ezra, was rendered null and void as well? And the this is the subject of the big machlokes of Rishonim. So the Rambam actually writes that bizmano they were table and tefillah. Before they went to Davin, they would actually go to the mikvah. But Mikradin, the Rambam says, they were mevatel the takana for tefillah as well. The Ravid, which is quoted by the Rosh Brachas, that Rosh actually, in Brachas quotes the Ravid, he's cholik and he says that for tefillah, the halacha is you have to go and be tevil in the mikvah before you go ahead to Davin if you're a Balkari. So all Kol Shana Kula, we're not so medaktik, we're not so careful regarding this halacha, with the exception of Tzidim. Tzidim, of course, are medaktik, they tell every day. They go to the mikveh every day. And Yom Kippur, we're medaktik. So now the question is, what about the bracha? I've started to go in here suggest you make a bracha. Awa Tvila, an Erev Yom Kippur. So the assumption, this is what the Marie Brunner writes, that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu was bottom, there's a zera that, as I mentioned, she actually received a lamb of the Tzibur wasn't able to handle it, such a zera. But once a year, Nishka Felach. It's not the end of the world. It's possible to hold on to it. And later, we assume that the Takana Reza son of Nisha Bitoikai Pamaka Bashana. That once a year, the Takana Reza actually remains extant. So that's the second explanation, which is very, very popular. And I like the third explanation, which I'm going to present to you, which is the Ocha Shulchan, the finish Ocha Shulchan. He said the Pshat of Sadi Gon is based on what I mentioned earlier in the name of the Ramban, Rabbi Yehudah. How do you read the Pasuk? Ki vayem hazeh, yechapri aleichem, v'tay reschem, mikol chatoseichem, pause, semicolon, period. Now, before you come to a matzah where you are standing, v'tay Hashem, titoru, be tor, before you come to that situation, that matzah, be mitar yourself. That's what the Yehudah learns in the Shari Tshuva, that's what the Ramban writes at the end of Masechet Yoma. Rabbi Shimon quoted this Ramban. By the way, they were cousins. Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda also, if I'm not mistaken, they were mechutanim. They were mechutanim, Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda. Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda said, there's a new chiv of tshuva, as I mentioned before, on Yom Kippur, a several obligation. So Erev Yom Kippur, you have to go ahead and go into the mikvah. And even though there's, as I said, that's what Ocha Shulchan said, before you enter the Dush Sayom of Yom Kippur, before we're zocheh to the kapor of Yom Kippur, so we have to be mitar ourselves. How? I did two of a mikvah. A pasuk. Lifnei Hashem titaru. Before we enter a matzah where we have the Hashem, we should be tar. Nafkamina la halacha. What is the nature of this tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur? Is it Mishum Takana Zezra? Is that the reason why we go ahead and go to the mikvah? Then you don't require a kosher mikvah if it's Mishum Takana Zezra. We know Mayim Shubim is kosher. Okay, there's a question about Kalim. And people who don't go to the mikvah, they have test kavim. That's what they use. That's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Most of the halacha, but quoted by the Shulchan. That did the Raisa. That pasuk in Chumash. Ki vayom azeh echapi aleichem etay res na mikol chad oseichem. Lifnei Hashem, before you come to a matzav, we're saying before Hashem titoru. So that means you need a kosher mikvah. And there's a chiv tshuva. And so that, I happen to like that explanation of all the three, of Rav Sadia Gaon, why a bracha is made before the tshuva. Yeah. Yeah.
This was, Vicky, I was going to ask about that, if that's the source, but the bracha. But if it's going to mikveh, it's a there should be a super olamoba. So what's the difference if it's the tamatara or the tefila?
No, because they answer a good kasha, but there could be tamatara. The Gemara offers a second time, namely halo kod varikayish no mashem naishin and mekabel tuma. After the return of kabel tuma, that's the tefila that would not apply. Dafka Divrei Torah.
But it's still
there. Okay. Okay. And again, as I said, that I see a distinction between Talmud Torah and Tzila. It's a subtle kind of distinction. I can hear the question. It's also a valid question, no question about it. I'm just saying that this is the reason why, and that's why Mishnah Berurah comes from the Shlach Kodesh, and we say Tzila Zaka right before we enter. We do Sayom for Yom Kippur. I mean, it's such a that nusach of the Vidu that's found in Tzila Zaka, that the author is the Chayonim of that tefillah. So that's a gorgeous, gorgeous tefillah, and it should be said before Kol Nidre, and it has to be said. The Ram says in general, Vidu should be said bepeh, and what should stand for Vidu? That was my father Shalom. His meaning was to stand for that Vidu, Tzila Zaka. He stood for it. I saw he stood for the part there with the Zavidu part. The other part, he actually sat. But again, this is the issue of someone was here in the shul was discussing this with me the other day about my back to the Aron Kodesh. I told him it's a Sanal Tamaisa and it's a 1,000-year day. That the Aron Kodesh is a Rishus with Nasma. It's a Sebi Rishus. That's the one answer. Plus, the Aron Kodesh is closed. So it's no problem. But he said, what about when it's open? And so it doesn't make a difference. It's still Rishus with Nasma. But even beyond that, if a rabbi is dashing divrei Torah, hopefully that's what they do. So therefore, that's kavanat Torah. On the contrary, ad rabba. Anyway, this is the someone told me that Rav Manu Zatzal moved to the side when he spoke.
In the beginning, he did that. Well, before we had that Before we had the omelet that was there, that's relatively new.
The omelet you're talking about, the omelet.
He would bring up and position it on the side.
Right. So now the Ram means he was concerned about this. About this issue. Okay, but I don't think it's an issue of the halacha. But anyway, these are three explanations for this practice of Absalom Yigon.
So, when the halacha shalom
is
the Raisa?
What then? That is obviously Chidush Gobelmoy, as you are indicating correctly. And the bracha itself, how do you, you can't make up your own brachas for goodness sakes. You know, there's a bracha that is. That the Rosh quotes in Ksuv is the first paragraph, the very famous Rosh, Menos Hassanim, that Broch Hashem Ki Nishonu, Tzivon Al Arayos, Vassal Az Arusos, Iklas Al Suha Soi, Dechub Al Gdusha, Borat Al Hashem, Al Kaj Al Yisrael, and Dechub Al Gdusha. That's an impossible Broch. The Broch has so many themes that are disparate one from the other, and the Rosh right away questions the nature of that Broch. The Ram holds that Kedusha is a mitzvah say. The question is, what kind of a mitzvah say is that? Look at this so-called Broch on the mitzvah say. A bracha has to relate to a specific Raisa Mitzvah. Where's the specific Raisa Mitzvah? Here you're mentioning all the Surin, Arayas, and Arusos. Kalam Lavacha, Sur Lavada Kedida, it says in the Masechta of the Kalam. So there's very strange bracha, and this also, whoever heard of such a bracha, where did he come up with this idea? Asad you go. He composed his own bracha. I mentioned in the Gemara, I mentioned Chazal. We can go ahead and create our own brachas. As Rav Soloveitchik said many times, he spoke about the bracha that's in Shammai quotes, when you take up your tefillin. So, Lishmar Huka, what in heaven's name is the nature of that bracha? So he said, one lumbus after another lumbus, after a third lumbus, a fourth lumbus, explain that bracha. Because the Rambam writes, I told man, Shat tefillin, Berosha, Berosha, Lodin, Hu, Ono, Vine, Shammayin, automatically. I'm not sure it's so automatic, but maybe initial, because no one talks during davening, but many sure old people. Unfortunately, speak during davening, and I'm not sure that this emerges on the Shabbayim and after Libo Divrei Hamas Vatzedek, and he's not engaged in Sicha B'Teila. So I shall let you thought that Lishma Chukav is like a statement that I make after I wore tefillin Kol Hayom that I guarded the tefillin Big Dushasim. That's the nature of that bracha. Lishma Chukav. It was a very strange bracha, which is because the Shabbat the Sachuk Azay Sarah the Yom Nemir the Ram Lachis. That Machon is Tanoim there, which happens to one of my grandchildren. I write on there. They do Pshetels in Jarazari, so I'm the one in charge of that. That's what I do. And usually what happens is I write 13, 14 pages, and by the time they're delivered, it's two pages. Everything undergoes kitzer. That's what I discovered in the course of years. So,
the first child, first grandchild, do part one. That's new part two, part three.
Thank you. Fine, great. It wouldn't make a difference. They're into being the katzer. They explained to me. Plus, they said, you think that, and I learned this with my grandchildren, which is even worse, because it can take sometimes 40 hours. They don't exactly have the patience. They say, with me 40 hours, I'm studying with office. I'm not sure why not. It's so enjoyable. So, the only way I could do it is I drop shekels in their pocket. So that works. So finally, at the end, I'm able to somehow manage. I was going to enter now another issue, but I don't think I will do so because it will be beyond my... everyone should have a Gemara Sima Teva, and we should be Zarecha Nes Hashem that Tich Leshona V'Kil Leisel. I'm referring to this great COVID that we have, COVID, which I call COVID. I say on that the Gemara Baba Kama, the COVID also love the Mesai. Malamit Shashiva Yeshiva Al Kibra. That's what I say about this COVID-19. COVID also love the Mesai. So we want to eliminate it. The Mesai should take it away. We should be able to lead normal lives and be able to function without all the masks and all the Atayam Masechot, which has just itself created its own tumultuous consequences. I think I spend half my days fighting with people on this issue of the masks. Worse than our wonderful Gabbai. You can't imagine. And I'm in yeshiva where obviously no one wears a mask. Why would I wear a mask? So, Zah Matzav, Alavadi Banasham should just Tachal Shana B'Bichasel, Manasseh B'Sachan, that's what you should be saying. That becomes.